If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You've been hoping to see the light. Your words of light keep holding on. 'Cause it's golden and he is calling you, calling you. You're chosen.
All right, everybody, I want to thank you all for joining us again for another episode of the Servant Leader Coaches Bible Study. I am your host, Coach Chelsea, and I'm super excited to join you all again just for another opportunity, a blessed opportunity to grow, to learn, to develop, and to just grow in Christ. We talk about servant leadership within sports. We've been doing this for a while, and what better way to do that to invite an amazing servant leader that we have. We have servant leader Cameron O'Neill with us. He is with the Oklahoma State University, currently 5-0. I'm going to shout him out real quick. Yep, yep. I told him before we got on, it's so amazing how God allows these paths to cross, right? And we see them on Twitter. We see you all on ESPN. We see you as we're watching on Saturdays. But it's amazing when you know that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter the successes, that a man behind the man knows that God is what's pushing him through. So I want to tell you this. I tell people this all the time. Time is one of those things that once we give it, we can't give it back. And I know it's very limited for you. So I thank you for not finding that robbery to come on and share with us. So I'm going to pass the torch to you to say hello to our listeners, share who you are and all that good stuff, and then give what God has given you today. And we're going to get this conversation started.
Coach, thank you so much for the opportunity to come on your platform and speak to your followers, speak to anyone that may be jumping on for the first time. I think what you're doing is an exceptional way of not only spreading light, but also just building the brand of Jesus Christ. And what I say on my caption is making Jesus famous. I appreciate you and your team, and you guys have been oh so quick. I mean, the graphic look amazing.
Thank you.
So a little bit about myself. I'm Cameron O'Neill. I'm an analyst here at Oklahoma State University. Like Coach Chelsea said, we're currently 5-0 right now. We got a tough game this weekend down in Fort Worth. Hopefully you guys tune in. A little bit about myself. I am the husband to Felicia O'Neill, my partner in crime. There are so many things that we talk about as far as our faith is based upon that we have to touch and agree on. We don't do anything without us touching and agreeing on it. And I've coached at every level, almost every level of football. I was a high school football coach for 2 years. I was a G8 at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill for 4 seasons. I left there, went to the D3 level for 3 years. I was at the D2 level for 3 years. And of course, now we're back here at the Power 5 level. In an off the field role, but it's also an opportunity where I can grow and also impact players at the same time. And I actually love the space that I'm in right now. And I have a great, great story for you guys today. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of David and Goliath, but I don't know if you've heard my version of David and Goliath. And it's a real big about faith. And we talk about believing in yourself and doing what you don't think people are watching you doing. So what we're going to read from, and I hope you got your pen and your paper with you to take notes. I'm going to give you some nuggets, man, and hopefully something. If you just take one thing out of this message from today, I will feel blessed. I feel like I've done what I needed to do. And just like I tell my players, if you can take one thing that I talk to you about and apply it to your game, I've done what I was asked to do. So where the scripture will start at is 1 Samuel 17. And I'm going to jump around just because I have some points that I want to make, but just to give you a backstory of who David was. So 1 Samuel 17, and the backstory of David is he was the youngest of 8 brothers, and he had 3 older brothers who end up going into the army, and they were fighting in King Saul's army. So with that, these guys are going to fight this war, and they're fighting this war, and they have this massive man called Goliath that's fighting on the opposing side. So with him being the youngest, he was appointed to be a shepherd. And with that shepherd duty, he had so many different things that he had to control over, but it was also his path to purpose. And what people rarely miss is, he was just a shepherd. He was just a shepherd. But that job title had so many facets and so many aspects to it that prepared him for his purpose and his position to where he ended up being. So where I will start off reading is 1 Samuel 17, but we'll go to verse 32. So what it talks about is, "Don't worry about the Philistine," David told Saul. "I'll go fight him." "Don't be ridiculous," Saul replied. "There was no way you can fight this Philistine and possibly win. You're only a boy, and he has been a man of war since your youth. But David persisted. I have been taking care of my father's sheep and goats, he said. When a lion or a bear comes to steal a lamb from the flock, I go after it with my club and rescue that lamb from its mouth. If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and I club it to death. I have done this to both lions and bears, and I'll do it to this pagan Philistine too, for he has defied the armies of the living God. So the Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine. Saul finally consented and was like, all right, go ahead. And he said, may the Lord be with you. That whole passage there, and we're going to go back to the text, but just that first passage there talks about your faith and trusting your process. Whether we know it or not, every day you're in a process. One of my coaches told me this a long time ago, and I'll never forget this. Everything that you do, you're always being evaluated. How you carry yourself every day, you're being evaluated. How you do a job, you're being evaluated. How you coach, how you play, how you talk to your elders, you're being evaluated. But one thing about David is he had faith in his process. No one else had faith in him. The king who was over this army and he has these people fighting for him was like, hey, ain't no way you're gonna fight this big old giant. I don't have faith in you, but the Lord will be with you. But David had faith within himself to say, I've done this before. This is no different than what I've done when I'm protecting my flock. Yes, do you understand how hard that has to be protecting a flock of sheep every single day from wolves and bears? David wouldn't be scared of anything, but he trusted his process. And it also goes to the unseen work. As a coach, nobody understands how much time you spent in that film room. As a player, nobody understands how long you spent outside when the lights were off, when nobody was out there with you, when nobody was watching. As a everyday business person, going to your 9-to-5, the stuff that you do in the office, behind closed doors, when you're working to try to get that Excel sheet done before the due date, making sure that you're doing everything that you can to make sure that that company shines. Those are the things we're saying about trusting the process and having faith in what you're doing and that you're doing it to the best of your ability. So as we get back to the text in verse 38, so he just told David, hey, the Lord will be with you. So as David gets ready to go out, Saul's like, all right, hold up. Let's get to the text here. It says, then Saul gave David his own armor, a bronze helmet, a coat of mail. David put it on, strapped the sword over it. He took a step or two and was like, I've never worn this before. I don't do that. This isn't me. He was like, I haven't worn these things before. I can't go in this. He protested against the king and said, hey, I'm not used to this. I'm not wearing this. This is not who I am. So David took it off and went to battle. That is so huge in the story, is because the king has given him something that every warrior or every person in his army wears. Hey, you need to have this armor on in order to be successful. Here's the mold that you have to live by. This is the prototype that you have to go by, or the stereotype that you have to be every single day in order to be successful. And David was like, no, that's not me. That's not who I am. And every single day, I believe as a coach, as a player, as an everyday person, we struggle with the pressure of identity, of figuring out who we are. Hey, what is something that I need to do to climb this ladder? Who is the most successful person in the building? I want to do what they're doing. No, their armor's not going to fit you. your armor is not going to fit them. We're so quick to copy. We want ourselves to be so dependent on what other people do in order for us to have success, when what we've done in our process has already prepared us for that. But we have to have faith in trusting that. And just like as coaches, we see other successful coaches doing and coaching their programs a certain way. Hey, I want to coach just like this coach. Hey, I want to run my program just like that coach ran his program. That's not for everybody. Your coaching style is not their coaching style. You have to find out what works. You have to have your own process. What's your purpose? Reach your kids how you reach your kids. I always told my guys, I'm always going to be demanding, but I'm never going to be demeaning. And what I wanted to build with my players was this: I can demand a lot out of you. I want to set that bar really high for you. And I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge your comfort zones. But I'm never going to demean you as a person. Hey, that play was poor. That play was dumb. I'm never saying, hey, player, you're dumb. Hey, player, you're stupid. That's demeaning. I want my players to be able to trust that I have their best interest, but also that I care about them to the extent where I'm going to make sure I'm telling them what I would tell my own son and what I would want their moms or their dads who entrusted me in their care to tell them those things. And I think as coaches, sometimes we get caught up in the ego of, I'm going to run my program just like I see Nick Saban run his program. That works for Nick Saban. That doesn't work for everyone else. I want to run my program just like Bobby Knight ran his program. No. Yes, he may have been a successful coach, but how many relationships did he have after he finished coaching? So we always got to try to look at the impact of all of those things. And the number one culprit of our identity crisis is social media. We talk about social media. We see all of these good things that go on social media from everyone in our circles, or anyone that we look up to or that we follow, any of these superstars that we follow, or these really Hall of Fame coaches that we follow, but they're not showing you the work that they're putting in. They're not showing you the hours and hours of film or the relationship building that they're doing in recruiting. That's their process. They're trusting their process. Yes, there are going to be some bumps and bruises along that way, but you have to have faith that is going to work. And we get so caught up in, oh man, they're having a blast in Cancun, or how did they go to California? I just seen these yogas at the store the other day. You know, we want to compare, the world of comparison and copying. But if we trust what we do and trust our process and have faith in that, that will work for us. And ultimately, we will have success and we will reap the fruits of our labor. So we'll get back to the text, and on three, I'm going to jump to verse 48. And it says, as Goliath moved closer to the attack, David quickly ran out to meet him. Reaching into his bag, David got in his bag now, all right, and pulling out a stone, he hurled it with his sling and hit the Philistine in the forehead. The stone sank in and Goliath stumbled and fell face down on the ground. When I talk about, and I love that part about David quickly reached into his bag.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You may want to have your pens ready for this. Your bag is a blessing, okay? You know what? If you need a second to run, you
come
can
on
run.
Here, cut. Look, and my knee hurting too, but I may just have to take off on that one. Come on, let's go.
So when I say that, I say it in a context of no one else possesses the tools that are in your bag. God has blessed you with your own unique anointing to impact lives. So when you impact a person, they're going to say, hey, the way Coach O'Neal broke that down for me, I understand that. The way Coach Chelsea broke that down for me, I understand that. That's your own unique tool. Hey, the way Coach O'Neal does such and such, I want to be able to work under him. That's great leadership. The way Coach does this, these are all examples of your own uniqueness that God has already placed on you to use. Do not get so caught up in, well, the hottest trend to do right now is to start wearing this. If I wear this, the kids will like me more. If I start using the slang, they'll feel comfortable around me. I need to start being friends with my players, or I need to start having a relationship that is so far out of your comfort zone that you can't cooperate in out of your comfort zone. Now is making you uncomfortable around your players. So when you have all these tools, like David was working as a shepherd in those fields, protecting those animals, he understood how to use a slingshot. He knew how to use a club. He had already been preparing for this. He was in the gym shooting when nobody was watching. He was out there getting ladder work, catching balls on the jug machine when nobody else was watching. So he was prepared for this moment. But no one else knew what David was doing. But David was in his bag the entire time. Okay? And also, when you get to that moment, trust what's in your bag. Trust what you brought to the table. Because sometimes We study all week of what this team is going to do to us. Hey, they're going to play it like this. They're going to play it like this. And we've drawn up the perfect play. But yeah, they watch film as well. They study tape as well. They got scholarship guys as well, or players as well. They're going to make adjustments. But we have to trust that what I brought to the table is what's going to work for us. I know what my personnel is. I know how well we've worked it. I know how we've ran it. Don't get to the game and say, all right, well, they've been running man-to-man all week. Now they're running the 2-3 zone. No. You make your adjustments. What's in your bag is what you use. Don't abort your bag because they changed it up for you. Stick to your plan. Stick to what you're doing and trust what you possess. Get in your bag, all right? And then on 4, we talked about David knocking him down on 3, but we're going to jump to 50. And it says, so David triumphed over the Philistine with only a sling and a stone, for he had no sword. Okay. David didn't protect his flock with the sword. All right. He had a slingshot and he had a staff. That's what he used, a club. That's what he used. Then David ran over and pulled Goliath's sword out. He used the old man's sword now. Pulled it out of sheath, and he cut his head off. And the point I want to make with that is completely kill the disbelief. Okay? Don't just knock it down, because every day is different. Every day is different, all right? You're going to have temptations every single day. The daily struggle is standing firm in what you have already brought to the table. Okay. If that's what you believe, stand firm on that. As my guys would say, stand 10 toes on that. All right. And he just didn't knock it down. He completely killed the disbelief of you're too young. You're not qualified. I had a post a couple of days ago is stop allowing unqualified people to tell you you're not qualified. because everyone in that tent, in that camp, on that army, even including his brothers, thought David was unqualified. But David had faith in his process that he was qualified to do that because he has done it before. All right. You must always know your timetable is not going to be someone else's timetable. Okay. It's on God's time. He is all knowing and all seeing. When you're ready, when you are prepared, he will bless you in your purpose. And you will always ask yourself, and I'm even guilty of this myself, just with some of the routes that I've taken in my career, I would question God. I felt bold enough to question God. And I'm like, who am I to question God? I'm like, is this where I'm supposed to be? How long is it going to take me to get to where I want to be in my career? And you just even ask yourselves, am I a great husband? Am I a great wife? Am I a great son? Am I a great daughter? Am I still attractive? You know, like you ask yourself these questions all the time. And David stood firm on what he believed in, regardless of the disbelief that everyone else showed around him. Because everywhere you go, everyone's not going to like you. When you walk into that school, everyone's not going to like you. Everyone's not going to be your friend. And yes, you're going to be tempted to feel the need to copy or feel the need to try to fit in, change who you are to fit in. But that armor doesn't fit you. That's not your armor to wear. And on my ending afterthought is faith is an everyday battle. Okay, it's an everyday battle because you will be challenged in what you believe in every aspect. It may not even be religion. Okay, it may not even be religion. Something as simple as who's the GOAT, MJ or Bron? You know, is it drums or flats? You know, these are things that you got to believe in. Hey, if you're a drum guy, you be a drum guy and stand firm on that. If you think Bron's the GOAT, you stand firm on that. Don't waver because, hey, everyone else is saying, hey, well, you know, MJ do got 6 and, you know, Bron only got 5. No, stand firm in who you are, okay? Trust and believe who you are and what you stand for and have faith in the midst of disbelief. And thank you guys.
Oh, that was awesome, man. And I'm laughing because y'all, he told me to run. He don't know me because I will take off running. Okay. I will do that. I was laughing. But coach, this was right on time. I feel like, you know, a lot of times that comparison, and I know it was God, because one of the things I said this morning when you talked about, you know, our bag being a blessing, but the biggest thing is the things that we have in that bag, we got to trust that. And a lot of times I say this on this podcast, and when we talk to each other about the servant leader, what's in our arsenal, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you look at my trunk, I don't care how long removed from the game I've been. It's some basketball shoes in my trunk. I mean, come on. It's a ball in my trunk. I'm ready
right.
all times. It's going to go down right now. I'm hurting now because of that attitude. Right. But it's the case. And the same thing holds true to the servant leader. When I know that I am ready to fight, I know that I am, you know, going to hold still, let the Lord fight my battles. I'm a servant leader. I believe in him. What does that look like in my arsenal? Mm-hmm. And I love how you said that it's those things that we have to make sure we stand firm and hold to. Hurricane Ian, of course, traveled its way through Florida. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not knowing its path, I mentioned this earlier today on social media. I'm here in Tallahassee. I didn't know if Hurricane Ian was going to make its way through Tallahassee or what it was going to do. And it was scheduled to make impact, as you mentioned earlier, impact. It's scheduled to make impact until it shifted east in the last minute. And what I said this morning is I can remember going to the store and preparing, right? Riding to work, trying to see if we were still going to be off, what was the case. And I would see the power trucks. posted up. They were everywhere. They were in the parking lot of the Civic Center where Florida State men and women's basketball play. They were at every hotel. They were in large numbers ready for any type, you know, putting the power back on if the storm were to hit. And when I hear you talk about that bag, I was reminded again of the servant leader's arsenal. I'm reminded again as us, as his warriors. And as you said, working to try to make Christ and God famous, right? That we can't prepare that bag when we're in the battle. That bag must be prepared.
It's too late.
Yes, yes. We don't have the Vaseline. We don't have the gloves. We don't have anything there.
Your earring's still on. Yeah.
If David was set for battle and he wasn't in his bag, as you said. Mm-hmm. And so when you said that, I was like, I hear you, God. I hear you, because that was the same thing that I received from him was, you know, so often we wait until we're in the midst of the storm to try to prepare. Right. Yep. I try to, oh goodness, well, woe is me. Let me find my Bible. But what happened, as my grandma, my mom used to say, you got to keep a scripture in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be sitting there ready to resonate. You can't be going to find a Vaseline in the box of gloves when you're in the battle. I love that, coach. That was amazing. I love it. You know, as we kind of sit here, and guys, I'm going to let you all jump in if you want to too. But what I have for you, coach, is speaking of that arsenal and that bag. If for the servant leader, for the Christian coach who is listening now or will listen later, what would be, if you would say, some of the things that would be in that servant leader, that Christian coach's arsenal? Or their bag, as you say.
I always go to John 13 when I feel like I'm getting ahead of myself, or I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to smell myself, like my mama used to tell me. And I'm reminded of how God washed the disciples' feet.
Uh-huh. Come on.
And he told them, you're not of me if I don't wash your feet. You can't follow me if I don't wash your feet. And that reminded me of the point of, you got to be able to serve before you can lead. Be a really good follower before you can lead. And Jesus, who we all know, who was God's son that he's placed on this earth to die for our sins, was not big enough or too big to say, hey, I'm going to wash my disciples' feet, the people that follow me everywhere I go. And I could just imagine what them feet look like in them sandals, and they've been walking in them deserts at the festival all day long. And Jesus said, hey, put your feet in this tub and I'm going to wash your feet. And I always, when I need to be reminded, I post it. I share whatever. I'm like, I'm just here to wash feet. Mm-hmm. And people make jokes. And some people who like to inquire, I tell them, I'm like, hey, I'm here to serve. Nothing more, nothing less. What can I do to help? And when I tell myself that, that helps me push through and be like, hey, we're not there yet. There's still more work to be done.
That's it. Coach, that's amazing. And I love that. And so often we, you know, talk much about that. There's a meme that floats around, and I speak of this too often, and it's around Resurrection Sunday that I see it most often. And, you know, people always will ask you, you know, oh, if you had 24 hours to live, you know, what would you do? What would you eat? Where would you go? Right. And the meme basically said and alluded to the fact, it said, but here's the thing. He did know. Mm-hmm. And he chose to wash feet. Mm-hmm. And that is so impactful to me every single time I hear that. And so I can see why you go into your bag for that one. You know, just to, as you say, make sure you're not smelling yourself. My grandma and my mommy said that too. You know, it was one more thing that you said. You mentioned making sure, you know, that we trust our own armor. Right? Because see, the armor that was meant for somebody else isn't for me. Mm-hmm. And so often I'm an educator by trade. Okay. So I know, you know, I coach and all this good stuff by trade. I'm an educator. So one of the sciences that I do teach during the day is biology. And, you know, what got me into the sciences and wanting to actually be a scientist was DNA, genetics, right? I thought that was just the most fascinating thing, right? That could exist, right? It also merges majority of the time, which is dissension between science and the believer. It is the beauty that it being the believer and the science teacher is that only God could do that, right? And so if you saw my mom, she's on here, but she's not showing her face. If you saw my mom, you'd be like, I know that was God. Like, and the ones that are normally on here that know mama, they know, like, that DNA, that's fine. We can explain it scientifically to the T, but that was only God, right?
When
But I love that because there was a story a while ago, and I always use this in my class of, and you all may have seen it, of this couple. And the man wanted a divorce and he wanted to sue the wife because they had children and the children did not look visually appealing to the husband. Okay. And so he found out later that the wife had plastic surgery. And so on top of wanting to divorce her, he also sued her because he married her under false pretense, right? Mm-hmm. And so often I made some notes, and this is one of my notebooks a while back ago, and people had their comments and they laughed and joked, said that's crazy. But so often surgically, right? People do plastic surgery, but non-surgically, we do that every day.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right.
Placed on these identities that Christ didn't give us, right? Mm-hmm. We place on, like you said before, I want to take maybe this from Coach Saban, and I'll take that from Deion Sanders, and I'll take that from Willie Simmons, and I'll come here and I'll take this from Mike Norvell. And we do all those things to the place where we start forgetting exactly what he blessed us to do for ourselves. Right?
That's it.
It's so much like the woman who had plastic surgery. Over time, right, the real you will stand up. Remember how Eminem had things that with a real Slim Shady?
With a real Slim Shady stand up.
Right? What's in you will come out of you, right? Yep. And so what it showed is it showed and resonated within her seed. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things I always say, and I used to say this beforehand, but I have a one-year-old daughter now. Huh, to say that just makes me sad. I'm happy to say it. My style, because she's like, you gonna know you got a big girl now, But it makes me happy to know this, because here's the thing: when we hide our identity, when we hide what Christ has placed in us, what ends up happening is the very thing he's given us to bless others, our own children, those that we coach, those that we lead. When I sit here and try to learn from you, learn from G, learn from a brother Dennis, even your wife that may have something that I need to hear as a woman, right? But when I hide the identity of what Christ gave me and I try to be somebody else, I can't allow what the gift he's placed in me to be able to exercise that to save somebody, right? And so when you that, I was like, that was right on time, because so often we are so busy trying to chase somebody else. And it's like, that's not the assignment he gave me.
Yeah.
That's golden, Coach. You know, guys, y'all know me. And I'll run on, but before I do that, I just want to make sure if anybody has a question, comment, anything that they want to say, to Coach O'Neal, please, y'all already know the drill. We family, you can do that now. Okay, so make sure. I see your hand, G. Go ahead, man. You good, bro? Go ahead.
Trying to unmute this thing. First off, it's good to be back. I don't know when I'm going to be able to make the next one, but I'm glad to be back. Looks like I picked a good one. They're all great, by the way, but it looks like I picked a good one. Coach, great word. It was relatable, in a lot of different ways, whether it be on the field or court in me and Chell's case or in life. I think concepts would transcend, you know, the different age groups, if you will. So you could break it down to your freshmen on campus. I could break that down to my high school kids, my middle school kids I work with, the old heads, if you will, you name it. So it's just one, the transparency to be able to get on and talk about your own personal journey is big in itself. Your wife is even on. That's goals in itself, and I'm not trying to copy, but I mean it is goals, because like you said, some of your buddies might not get on because of what you got to talk about today versus what you might have to talk about tomorrow. So absolutely, to be able to have that support in your corner is a big thing. My whole saying is always just stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you are ready, then you don't have to worry about it. So that just floods through a little bit of everything, life, faith, sports, you name it. So if you got everything, kind of, it may throw a curveball at you and you was expecting fastball. They went in zone, you was expecting, man, hey, you got something for that too.
We got it.
So, yeah, we got it. And
Coach D,
go ahead.
Another thing for you can put into that as well. I know you said is one of your sayings. Well, one of my grandmother's sayings was this: I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Have it.
Yeah. Yeah. Your grandma sound like my grandma. Well, I will close with this for me. Piggybacking on the grandma. You keep playing with it, you're gonna come to want it.
Mm.
Or you're gonna come to need it later. So, yep. You know, I guess to say that, to add on to what you were already talking about, don't waste your blessing or don't waste the gift that you have been getting trying to search out for somebody else's, because now you're going to want what you did have, not realizing you know you had that power, you had that word in you all that's along, good. Trying to go get somebody else. But
yeah, that's good. That's all that'll I preach. Got. But that'll preach, G.
Oops. I try to leave that to Chels, man. I told him I'm going to do my story one day. Not yet. But
yeah. Not yet. I got you. I got
we'll
you.
Be ready when you're ready, G. We'll be ready when you're ready. Anybody else?
Coach O'Neal, great word as always. I love the Bible. I love to read it. I love David. But what I heard you speak, I just hear that scripture. I think it's in James, which says, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and he shall lift you up. And as I heard you speak, and I hear your story, such a humble young man, that God's going to bless you. Proverbs 3:5-8, always my go-to scripture is, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. That. Lean not into my own understanding, and all that wage, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Psalms 37:4 says, if you glide yourself in him, he shall give you the desires of your heart. Even the ones you haven't spoken of, your wife might not know. But I pray and speak a special blessing over your life, your wife's life. And I know that God is going to give you both the desires of your heart, and you're going to get to where God has you to go. And it's going to be with great success. Like you said, I'm not a football coach, but I could pick from this person, but pick from that person. But who did God call me to be? Who did God call Coach O'Neal to be? Where does he want you to be? Where does he want you to go? What do he want you to do? But I promise you, if you remain humble, I promise you, I'm going to watch it a couple of years. You steal your ESPN. The Lord's going to lift you up. I'm like, I know that man. But you still got to go tell Coach Boyd I got a 2025 kid for him that'll be ready for him in a couple of years.
I got appreciate you, Coach. I got you. I got you. I received that.
I love it. We got anybody else?
Yeah, I got to jump in because it's like a family reunion. It's like big meeting over here on Zoom. I mean, we got Coach G, we got you, we got Coach O'Neal, who we're just meeting, at least I am, and then my brother Robert, man. What a blessing this platform is. And so we celebrate you, Coach Chelsea, and your mama as well, because that's your life is the power of a seed planted. And wow, I was doing some house chores and taking care of my canine kid. So I had to leave the video off, but I was so blessed by the word. It was rich. And, you know, the thing about David that always blows my mind, and you alluded to this, Coach O'Neal, you know, the fact of the matter is, when we look at David's life, if David tried to big time, he wouldn't have been in position. You know, if he thought going to deliver lunch was beneath him, he wouldn't have been in position to hear this uncircumcised Philistine. But
speak on it.
I know Coach G is out there, and that, I know he got that nice beard, so he must use beard oils and stuff. And so I'm gonna leave you with this. Coach O'Neal got some beard butter. Robert, this was nothing but God. This was not me and you, Chelsea. We just gonna have to just apply it in another area in our life.
That's right. That's right.
But I'm gonna tell you something that blows my mind when we think about David. I teach Bible to 9th and 10th graders, and I always tell them this. I say, now tell me, who was the first king of Israel? They say Saul. I say, wonderful. I say, now tell me, was Saul God's choice or the people's choice?
Mm.
And they say, they say the people's choice. I say, now, when you look at the text very carefully, coming to your beard, I see you looking at me, G. I'm coming right to you now. The prophet Samuel was the same prophet that God used to anoint both Saul and David.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I was reading a scripture and something so subtle just leapt out at me. I said, wait a minute. I read that thing in about 4 different translations, and it says, when Samuel went to anoint Saul, man's choice, he kept the oil in a flask, a man-made vessel. When that same prophet Samuel went to anoint David, who was God's choice, the oil was contained in a ram's horn.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at that one day, and I said, Holy Spirit, if you'd be so kind, reveal that to me now, because I know your word is perfect. So that's not by accident that man's choice oil was put in a flask. God's choice was put in a ram's horn. Holy Spirit said, son, I know you're from the city and you don't know nothing about this here. I'm going to teach you. That ram's horn could not have been detached from that ram's head unless there was some blood that was shed. And he said, now, and I've been running on that. So Coach O'Neal, what you sparked that in me. Ooh. Because it is a fact, whether you teach in a coach in a Power 5 or whether you coach and teach in a small Christian high school like I do, everybody's not going to like you. Mm-hmm. And I tell folks that I'm still here by the grace of God, by refusing to wear what don't fit. And then when it really gets choppy, I tell them this ain't no ordinary oil. Hey, this oil, this ain't no
oil.
I
love that.
And so when you connected that whole idea about being yourself, being authentic to mm-hmm. who you are, I wrote it down in my note. I've got it right here. I said, Saul Flash, David Ramshorn, this is no ordinary oil. I salute you, man. I salute you for what you're doing. And of course, you all know this. Coach said he taught. Coached in D2, D3, high school. You know what left in my spirit? You know what left in my spirit, Chelsea? I say, yep, another one. Victory in the winding places. God don't take us from point A to point B in a straight line. How many more servant leaders got to come out here and tell it? It was a little bit over here, a little bit here. I connected over mm-hmm. there. I was yep. sanctified over there. I learned something over there. I forgot something over there. And look at power. I mean, hey. I'm gonna start watching Oklahoma State just to root for Coach.
Now,
wait a minute.
I told you, that's how it goes.
I gotta say this real quiet now, because I'm over here in Rutgers country, and all we got to do is wait for basketball season. You understand what we do? I'm on tune in and say, where's Oklahoma? That's what I do with Coach Huff. I'm like, where Marshall playing at? I mean, I'm going to find somebody I can cheer for, you know. Yeah. But I love you, man. I'm glad I'm with Coach D on this one. I'm glad I came to big meeting by accident. I didn't even know big meeting was being held tonight. So this is great. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you.
I love it. And anybody else before we get ready to close out?
The process. Trust the process. It's just like Genesis 12. God told Abram to go. And he went, and he obeyed, and he was blessed.
Amen.
I see it. I already see it. I can't wait. Just sign my ESPN magazine when football season starts. I'm going to come find you.
Okay, I'll chime in. I got two minutes.
Do your thing. You got it.
I was going to slide in and just support, because that's what we do. But to stand side and just sit here and be quiet, that's just not me. we coming up on 10 years together Thursday. And we have had a story, and I'm just thanking God that he has allowed us to stay together. It has not been easy. This is our sixth move. We got two kids, you know, just, it's been a journey, but I'm thankful that we have been together on this journey. I'm so proud. I'm getting a little teary-eyed over here because I'm just so proud because I've seen where he started and where he's going. I have prayed. We have cried. We have been mad. We have been glad. We have been sad, you know, and it's been times where I had to walk away and I said, God, I'm finna pray over this house. I'm going to pray over this man. I'm going to pray over this opportunity. And not once since we've been together have I complained about where we going next, what we going to do when we get there. I just pack up and go. So I'm so proud of you, Cameron. I'm so proud that you are letting God lead you and guide you on this journey, because without him, it's just not going to work. And so if you let him lead, he will always give you the desires of your heart. And I'm so thankful. And I love you so much.
Oh, I love you, baby. Thank you so much.
I love it. Thank you, Miss O'Neill. We appreciate that. And you know, more than anything, watching that, I just feel that's the blessing of all this, seeing all the layers, right? Like being able to see that teamwork of husband and wife in there, being able to, you know, see the fruits of your labor, as my brother Dennis said, the winding places, but also that trust factor that's in there, right? As I mentioned to Cameron when we, you know, we're talking back and forth about coming on here, just dispelling, help my unbelief, right? Yeah. That's to help my unbelief. He's like, all right, I'm gonna take it. I got it. Happening, running with it. And just like he said before, you know, completely kill the disbelief. And watching that you all have done that in action, it just continues to prove that God's people don't talk the talk. They're going to walk the walk. Absolutely. And so I appreciate that. Absolutely. So I'm going to be an answer to the both of you. Felicia keeps standing in the gap for our brother here.
Of course.
Because we know behind every good man and coach is a strong.
Absolutely.
Amen. Absolutely. Amen. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So guys, you know, I got to give you these two questions before we go out. For those, of course. Wait, Quentin, did you have anything, buddy?
I was just going to chime in just to bother him a little bit, because I'm his, that's my boy. That's my boy. I've been knowing CEO Coach Cameron O'Neill since high school. So we go way back, played college football together. That's my guy. Felicia, that's sister-in-law. So I was glad he sent the invite today. When he sent it in the group chat, you know, I told him I'll be on. Sent you the email. You sent the link right away. And I had to get on and support him and see what this was about. So it was a blessing to be on and to hear the message. Like I said, I've been knowing him for a while and knowing what he's been through and, you know, watching him grow and be the man that he is. You know, he's definitely a leader in our friend group. So, you know, thank you for the time and allowing me to observe. But I had to just say something. You know, I couldn't just sit back. And then when sister-in-law got on, she had me over here about to tear up. I couldn't let that happen. So I had to get on and say something. But that's all I had.
Love you, bro.
Love you too, man.
Faith and proof in action, right? That iron sharpens iron. And to be able, which is how my heart feels for everybody, a part of the servant leader group. Somebody asked me today, Cameron, who are the people that, you know, kind of help lift me up and encourage me? And it was crazy because it was like, there's not enough characters on the Twitterverse, right? Mm-hmm. There's not enough name calling that truly could name them all. But to know that, you know, we've added another person to our bag, to our arsenal, to our servant leader arsenal tonight. I thank God for that, because I feel like with every opportunity, every coach's Bible study, every podcast, I just visually see this front line of soldiers that Christ is building, right? And then, you know, like our brother Dennis said, to be able to turn on the TV and just be like, hey, you know, I'm down here in Florida, you know, Tallahassee, Florida. So I got FAMU in Florida State. So we got some football down here, right? But to be able to know and look and actually pay attention to the game last week and see if y'all pulled it out, like knowing that we've added to the arsenal, knowing that we have somebody else to pray for and to pray with, is just a blessing indeed. So I just want to thank you all and, you know, your village that you brought to our village to share and grow tonight. Truly, I appreciate you all. But before we get you out of here, there are two questions I got to give you to enshrine you into this family. Okay. You knew you just want to just go hop in easy. You got to give you two. So the first one, and they know this to be true. I love this one. I call this my God is devotional, right? Because we know that sometimes even holding the bag, we may forget what's in the bag, right? Sometimes holding the bag, we forget, you know, I was laughing at somebody the other day, you know, how I'm holding my purse. What you holding your purse? First of all, don't ask, just know what's in my bag. I'm prepared, right? And so that being said, sometimes we do forget. And so I do my God is devotional because it reminds me what's in my bag. And I'll say God is, and he's my healer, and he is. Sometimes I write it, but many mornings I find myself pacing in the bathroom as I'm getting ready, just reaffirming those things he is to me. Now, you don't get a whole list. You just get one on this evening. So if I were to say God is, and I drew this imaginary line in the back of my screen, how would servant leader Cameron O'Neill fill that blank? God is what to you this evening?
That's a really good question.
I know. Gotta pull you.
That's a really good question. I think it would probably go to one of my favorite scriptures, Psalms 27, I would say, God is my goodness.
Come on.
And I always talk about it every morning. I will remain confident in this.
I will see
the goodness of the Lord. And what I don't put in the tweet is in the land of the living. Like, I'm going to see this goodness on this side.
Yeah.
Not you're not going to give me my flowers when I'm gone. I'm going to see the goodness on this side. And I would say that. I would say he's been my goodness through my struggles. He's been my goodness through through my career, through those winding areas. That's what I would say he has been for me and my family. He's been my goodness.
I love that. And, you know, I'm reminded, I think about my pastor oftentimes, and he talks about, he said, I got these two bouncers and bodyguards behind me that y'all don't see. So when I talk my talk, and when I can stand in the middle of crowds, and even if everybody's against me, I can stand boastful because I got these twins, goodness and mercy. And you know what? They're going to follow me, right? And so when you said that,
that's all the days
of my life, right? I don't have to wait for it. You know, like they say, don't wait till the battle's over, shout now. So I appreciate that. And of course, this is the Servant Leader Coaches Bible Study, where servant leadership is, you know, at the forefront, the middle, the sides of everything we're doing, learning what it truly means and what it looks like to serve and lead like Christ in our respective places. Servant leadership takes on so many words, so many definitions, but to you, Servant Leader Cameron O'Neill, what does servant leadership mean to you?
Servant leadership to me means removing self, putting others before self, and I think that goes back to the John 13 scripture that I spoke on, was we got to remove those egos, remove the mindset that I'm better, or because of my status, because of my class, or my financial wealth, whatever that may be, that I'm better. It's, we're here because someone else did something for someone. And one thing that I always taught my guys is how you treat people that can do absolutely nothing for you says a lot about your character.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted to make sure, I'm like, how did you impact someone's day to day? Hey, it's not football time. This is, how did you impact someone? Well, I opened the door for someone in the cafeteria today. That's awesome. Oh, I told someone thank you. That's awesome. I want these guys to see the world outside of the X's and O's, inside those white lines, but also be able to say, hey, if someone's in danger or someone needs help, be that person to step up. If you see something wrong and ask the question, I would rather you do what's right than what's best.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we struggle with that question because, well, what's best for me most of the time is not right sometimes. Mm-hmm. But if we do what's right in God's eyes, that's servant leadership. Because what's right is not always going to be what's best for you.
I like
sometimes that's going to be what you need to help someone else with. So I would rather say, hey, let's do what's right instead of what's best. That's what servant leadership is.
That's golden, Coach. That is golden, Coach. Coach, I got to thank you. I truly do. Your message was so fitting. Right. So right on time. I'm telling you, moreover, like I'm sitting here with two pages of notes. I was trying to turn them quietly so y'all didn't hear the crinkling of my pages. But I thank you so much just for, you know, who you are, your boldness, your ability to allow him to lead you. I thank you for the village you brought in, as I said, just truly for the message. And, you know, if there's anything last that you want to encourage and leave us with before we say a prayer and close out, I'm going to give you that time to do that now.
Well, I would like to pray to close us out. But I would also say that I just want to thank you for, you know, just giving us a platform, especially in a profession like mine. We don't talk about the big three as often as we should, which is, you know, race, religion, and politics. And sometimes those conversations can be uncomfortable, but there are a lot of silent battles and cries amongst student athletes because they don't feel like they have a voice or a platform to speak. And I just want to thank you guys for building a platform for us to try to reach, you know, just anyone that has the chance to listen, someone who looks at us as a leader or a mentor that they feel like they have a ear to vent to. And I feel like that could be a sacred space, and you've created that for it. And I want to say thank you for that. And thank everyone that's on your team that is, you know, has helped you, because I'm sure this is on the backs of other people as well, yep, that have served you and to help you get in this position. And I just want to say thank you.
I appreciate that. And you hit it nail on head. Every single person on here, we waiting on G. But literally, if you, your wife, Quentin, everybody in your village, anybody listening, you go on the podcast and you subscribe, you are going to hear some powerful messages from these, you know, the shoulders of these giants from which I stand. The prayers that from them are in my bag. So you're absolutely right, and we appreciate you there for sure. Yeah. Well, you can go ahead and say that prayer and close us out. You know, I really appreciate that for sure. Oh, wait, hang on. Mommy, did you have something? I see your hand. I apologize.
I do. Good evening to each of you. Excuse me for not being on camera, but I am about to close out to leave out of my office, but I would be remiss if I did not take the opportunity to say thank each of you for engaging my daughter, Chelsea, as she came forward with the Servant Leadership Podcast. She has always shared things with me about what God has put inside of her for his glory. And I just can't be elated enough to say to her in front of you how proud of her I am. And as you, Brother Dennis, I also had to say something because you gave credit that I received to Chelsea and her mother. But I've just been warmed and just filled by what I get when I can join the podcast. And she knows that I'm one of her, I would like to say I'm her biggest cheerleading fan, but I won't take anything from Al Wayne, her husband. But we might be running neck and neck. But as the last of who God gave me, that's my baby, I don't care how old she gets, I am so proud of you. Everyone says that you are my mini-me. And I couldn't be more proud to know that, you know, you are walking in just what God has for you, and to be able to share and pour what's in you out for others. And if I don't ever get an opportunity or a chance to say that, I just need you to know in front of this group of people that you prepare for so diligently. And she's proud and just all esteemed about what she's doing for who's going to be on. And she always share with me because I can't always be on. But I want you to know that every opportunity that I can get, you know that I'm here. And I love you and I'm proud of you. And thank you all so much for being part of the Servant Leader Podcast.
Thank you, Mommy. I love you too.
You're welcome.
All right, Brother Cameron.
Thank you, Mama.
Aww. I appreciate
thank you so much. You know, I love to get on every time, and every time I hear it, I'm just warm. I had typed you something, Cameron, and I took it out of the chat. So let
why,
me take
why you do that, Miss Vicky? I need to see that.
But look, I took it out because I'm gonna say it.
Oh, okay, okay.
Your wife just gave you the ultimate tribute, and in front of a platform of people. And so I wanted to say to you, which I had typed, I will say at this time, to God be the glory. You are better together with him at the center and the core. And if you continue to allow God to lead you, then you can lead your family, and your wife will always follow you.
Amen.
So that's Amen. What I wanted to share with you. I typed it, I took it out, and I've said it. So God bless you too.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Yes, ma'am. All right. As the old folks will say, all hearts and minds clear. I appreciate
all hearts
that.
And minds are clear. All right. Let us bow. Father God, we come to you right now with bowed heads and humble hearts. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for another opportunity to fellowship. Thank you for an opportunity to be in your presence. And come before you right now and just saying thank you. Thank you for everything that you have done. Thank you for everything that you are going to do. And thank you for the things that you haven't even done yet, God, that we haven't even seen. But we know and trust you, and we have faith in what you're doing in our lives. And God, giving us faith around all this disbelief, God, continue to prepare us and put the full armor of God around us. Thank you for everyone that was on the call, everyone that joined the call. Hopefully they were able to get something that will bless their spirit that they could take with them to put in their back pocket. And hopefully we struck a fire with someone that wants to seek Christ after this conversation. But continue to allow us to be a vessel for you. And when they see us, they see you. And our God, thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. And everyone that is on this call, and everyone that is connected to everyone on this call, bless them. Bless them long and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. We all said together, amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. My favorite line of every podcast, servant leader Cameron O'Neill, you are now a part of the servant leader family. just know you added fans. Anytime we see OSU on the screen, we're going to be there cheering for you. We appreciate you. We've been made stronger. We thank you for your impact. We thank you for your message. We really appreciate you. If there's anybody listening now or listening later who wants to know about this man that we want to make famous, as Servant Leader Cameron O'Neill has said, who we have given these testimonies about. And I'm sitting here looking at your wrist, brother. We'll talk about that. But Coleman, love to you, my brother. It's even in more ignition there. I just peeped that. But if there's anybody that needs to know about this man, please find me on all socials. We will definitely get some prayer action for you and get you connected in your local area to the church family. We love you. We thank you. You can always find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, the Servant Leader Coaches Bible Study. We thank you guys so much for listening. And we're going to see you guys next time.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.